Ryan Becker is with us now. Ryan Becker has an interesting story to tell. Has a baby. That's great. Gets married. That's wonderful. And then, Ryan, you are diagnosed with a disease that you have said has, I think, three types, and you're the only person ever to have all three types. And typically, this can be fatal. And that's, I think, where we begin the conversation.
Yes, thanks, Steve, for having me. And you're correct. So the disease is called pyoderma gangrenosum. It's pretty rare to start off with. Only about 2 to 3 people in every 10 million get even one type. One of the types, the bullous type, which is a blistering form, has only been diagnosed 40 times in the last 100 years. But I am the first person in history diagnosed with all three subtypes. It's never happened before. They estimated the odds at 1 in 17.5 trillion.
Now, it wasn't easy. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
As far as it being fatal, oftentimes people can live with the condition. The extreme nature of mine, though, is with having all three subtypes, I have more wounds than any of the specialists has ever seen before. And it basically causes my skin to break down to where I have vascular collapse and I can't remain healthy.
And you have a number of other issues related both to the disease itself and the medication that you've been taking, medications, plural, to treat the disease. But there's one medication you found that is actually helping you. It's a medication that a lot of people know because of television commercials. Unfortunately, though, you'll have to explain, you were in a clinical trial, and then the pharmaceutical company said, no, we're ending that trial. If you can't use it on label, then you have to pay out of pocket, and paying out of pocket is many thousands of dollars. I'll let you explain all that.
Yeah, that's correct. So I was lucky enough to be able to meet with Dr. Alexander Ortega at OHSU in Portland, and he got me enrolled in an experimental trial of a drug called Tremfya or guselkumab. It's a novel biological IL-23 inhibitor, and many people have probably seen the commercials because it's approved for things like Crohn's and psoriatic arthritis and severe plaque psoriasis. It's a monoclonal antibody, so it's new, it's still under patent. And each shot of 100 milligrams costs about $11,300. I need two of those per month to keep me alive. And while the trial, it's been working, it's drastically dropped the number of sores that I've gotten, and it's kept me alive. I was given 6 months to live, and that was almost 10 months ago. So I've been kept alive by that, but evidently the efficacy that they saw from the overall group wasn't high enough to justify the costs of pursuing FDA approval for such a small subset of people. And so they decided to pull funding, and I lost access to my medication. So now I have to figure out how to get this drug that's $11,300 every 2 weeks, because my family certainly can't afford to pay for that. And the insurance companies have denied coverage because they said it's off-label. And the patient assistance programs that manufacturers usually have, where in circumstances like this, they have said that I'm ineligible for that because it's off-label. So we've exhausted every appeal. We've been denied multiple times. And unfortunately, it looks like I'm going to die because I can't afford a medication at $11,300 every 2 weeks.
You know, it's I wanted to do this interview because one of the points I want to make is that this is a young, previously healthy person who should be celebrating having a baby who's not what? How old is your little boy at this point?
Atlas turns 1 year old tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Happy birthday to Atlas. But
yeah,
one could not imagine that in the United States of America, with a drug that really could work and has been working for you, off-label or not, that the insurance companies either would not provide coverage, no matter what the, I don't care what the excuse is, or the drug company. We're talking about a young life here. How do you feel about that? I almost don't know what to ask because I can't fathom being in your position.
You know, Steve, I've thought about this a lot, and honestly, it's appalling. I wish I could say I understand, I accept it, but the fact of the matter is, if I die, it's not going to be because of, you know, there's no treatment, there's no cure, I got an incurable disease. We know exactly what will keep me alive. We know what has been keeping me alive. We know what works. And the only reason I will die is because I, like most other people in the country, cannot afford $22,600 a month for a life-saving medication. And it's not just that I'm going to die a death that is, I'll slip off in my sleep. It's considered the most painful medical condition that humans can suffer. And that's what I have to look forward to over the next few weeks, because my insurance company has denied coverage. The manufacturer won't provide the medication. And, you know, people have been extremely generous through our GoFundMe. But because the drug's under patent, it can only, you know, there's only so much we can do. And, you know, unless we continuously raise $11,300 a month every 2 weeks, eventually I am going to die unless something changes.
Have you talked to any public officials about this? I mean, I don't even know. Or have you tried to again and again? I know you've contacted the insurance companies, but there's no hope.
Yeah, so I've contacted the insurance companies. I've filed accelerated death benefits with my life insurance policies to try to basically just get enough money to prolong things. We've sold everything. I've filed for disability. We're literally trying to do everything just to get me enough time to purchase medication out of pocket, to hold on, to be able to have something change. And, you know, we have reached out to public officials. We've reached out to Senator Patty Murray's office, who's my senator. We have another senator in Idaho that we're speaking with. And, you know, we are open to help anywhere that it can come from. Unfortunately, it's just, it may end up being that I die because there was no one to be able to help. And it was too little too late.
Yeah, this is the most tragic thing in the world. And I appreciate the fact that you've come on for a couple of reasons, I believe. One is you want to, and most importantly, help other people. And by the way, you're an attorney, and you're just helpless as to what to do about this. Recently, says one texter I saw on NBC News, the same situation for medication, and they were denied. They could broadcast the claim. I really can't read this because it's coming in so quick. We've got a lot of texts that are coming in way too quickly. Another says, is this diagnosis a type of an autoimmune disease? I believe, Ryan, you said it was. Why can't doctors...
Yeah, it's similar to that, yeah.
Say he has a condition that insurance covers? Why does his condition have to be so specific? Interesting. And another text saying, go to Mexico, go to Canada, go somewhere else where you can get the medications, which I'm sure at this point, I don't know, are you considering such a thing?
Yeah, I actually have explored that. I was talking to our good friend, Dr. Temple Brandon, about that. And, I mean, this is an all-hands-on-deck. Everyone is trying to save my life. There's issues with traveling abroad to get the medication, but we are exploring that avenue. In Mexico, you actually have to remain at a private hospital to have these done via infusion. So, unfortunately, that would mean I would have to move to a private hospital in Mexico and have infusions every 2 weeks. In India, we currently have friends searching the Chinese internet and the Indian internet in their native languages, trying to find the medications. cheaper, and we're looking at every avenue, but we're leaving no stone unturned. Unfortunately, the problem is, again, these are such novel biologicals that it's not like there's a lot of generics out there. The manufacturing of it is it's quite complex. And then I believe you said something about NBC. Is a show. We've reached out to them as well about the cost of denial. And so we're waiting to hear back on that, but we're hoping they would do a segment on this as well.
Well, if they want anyone to comment about the veracity of all this, I'm more than happy to do that. And how can people reach you or find that GoFundMe, Ryan?
Yeah, so the easiest way, we have a branding, ryanandkel.com. If you go to ryanandkel.com, that'll go to our personal Facebook page. But ryanandkel.com/donate. So that's ryanandkel.com/donate. That'll take you to the GoFundMe where we give you updates and let you know how everything's going on. And my father-in-law, Dr. Marty Becker, is graciously running that for us as we're kind of overwhelmed with trying to save my life.
Oh, sure.
Right now.
Yeah, so. I can't imagine, man. God bless you. We will follow up with what I know somehow will be good news. Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you so much, Steve. Appreciate you.